Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Bernice Howard, your host for today's podcast. Our scripture for today is Luke chapter 1, verses 46 and 47. And I'm reading from the New International Version. And Mary said, "My soul praises the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." Over 2,000 years ago, the young virgin Mary was visited by the angel Gabriel, who was sent specifically to her in Nazareth. She was greatly troubled, perhaps even terrified at the sight of such an unexpected visitor. He greeted her with words that confused and troubled her, but he calmly spoke and said, "Do not be afraid." Then he gave her the astonishing news that she would be pregnant and birth a son, whom she would name Jesus. He said, "This child will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High, and his kingdom will never end." Astonished, Mary questioned the angel as to how such a thing could be possible, as she was a virgin. He explained how the Holy Spirit, the power of the Most High, would overshadow her, so the Holy One born of her would be the Son of God. The young Mary must have been overwhelmed by the surreal visitor and his unexpected words, but she believed the angel and the message and said, "I am the Lord's servant. May it be as you have said." And the angel left her. A short time after this astonishing event, Mary went to visit her cousin Elizabeth, who had been barren all her life. The angel Gabriel had also told Mary that her once barren cousin would conceive and bear a son too. Thus, the visit. When Mary arrived at Elizabeth's door and knocked, Elizabeth opened the door and she immediately felt the baby in her womb leap as if in recognition. Elizabeth exclaimed in a loud voice, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished." At this greeting, Mary replied, "My soul praises the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." Friends, as we think about this story of how the mother of Jesus and the mother of John the Baptist were used by God for great things, let us ponder our place in the world and seek God's will in our own lives. Let us ask ourselves, what does God require of me? What does God want to birth in my life? What miracles of faith does God wish me to accomplish? As a Christian, a Christ follower, what is my assignment in God's plan for the world? Am I listening to the messengers God sends to my door, to my ears, to my eyes? Am I calling myself to do good, to provide for the needy, to help for the homeless, to be more generous in my giving? Especially in this time of great need for those around me. Am I, like Mary, saying yes and proclaiming, "My soul praises the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior"? Will I do the great things God has asked me to do today? During this Christmas season, as we celebrate the birthday of Mary's child, the Son of God, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's remember to be more aware of messages and opportunities that come to us suddenly. We just may be entertaining angels unaware. Friends, let's pray together. Dear God, thank you for giving us your Son, Jesus. Thank you for giving us the opportunities to grow in his loving likeness and to hear the cries of the needy, the hungry, the lonely, the hopeless, and the helpless. Help us to give generously during this season and to not be selfish in our spending. Help us to think of the hungry, the lonely, the needy, and to celebrate Christmas with them by opening our hearts and our pockets. Make us proud to say, like Mary, "My soul praises the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church of Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I hope you've received a blessing today from this podcast. If so, please share it with a friend or on your social media accounts. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.